Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here wrapping up our program here on this Monday evening. We're talking it over with Eagle Grove head football coach Logan Willard. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your squad, I know back in July you guys went to the Central Football Camp and had some really good days of practice there from what I understand. And just, you know, for what did you see in your squad in those days that you guys took and practiced at the Central Football Camp?
We just saw a lot of growth, which was expected. We're an extremely young team. You know, we only have two seniors, so you start out a little shaky, and then as things progress and, you know, they catch their breath, and, you know, understand what's going on, and then you really start to just see big leaps in development, and I mean, hopefully we can just continue that, but that'll be kind of the theme, you know, is how young we are. Can we just continually develop, and every single day can we get better?
You talk about that youth, and I want to talk about the offensive side of the football first. Obviously, lose your top rusher in Caden Schultz, as well as the top rushers Trenton Sorensen, Orlando Hernandez. You do bring back Drake Canavan, who got some run at fullback last year. But in terms of the backfield and up front, you know, maybe tell the fans at home just what are some of the names you can expect to see, at least as of right now, to be contributors for your club on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, so Drake Canavan's still here for us. Obviously, he's going to kind of be our bell cow. And then Connor Christopher, he'll be our other senior. He'll be in the backfield, and then we'll lean heavily on a sophomore, Leland Spencer. And then we'll be a sophomore quarterback, Hayden Schaefer, in the backfield as well. So we've got a pretty young group. And, you know, Drake and Connor are both in different positions as well this year, too. So it'll be just as much getting them going as well, but hopefully their experience is something they will be able to lean on as they lead us.
And what's so important to your guys' style of play, obviously with how you run the football, is the offensive line. And as the offseason has progressed now, getting into preseason camp, how has that offensive line at least begun to take shape, at least on paper, before you guys really start getting into padded practices?
Good. We had our whole group to go to camp with us down to Pella, so we got Jesus Baez returning for us and Reese Demuth returning for us, and then we're filling in. Arturo Reyna Salazar will be a freshman stepping in. Trenton Robinson will be a freshman stepping in. And James Harley will be a sophomore stepping in. So, again, just continuing with the youth up front, you know, and, you know, Jesus is a junior and Reese will be a sophomore for us. So we'll just lean on those guys' experience getting on the field for us last season. And, you know, they're doing a really good job leading that group for us. We really lean on those guys heavily as our leaders there. So both doing a very good job for us this summer.
And as we look at the defensive side of the ball, you do have to replace some of your leading tacklers and leading playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, guys like Corey Anderson, Trent Sorensen, Orlando Hernandez, Caden Schultz, guys that we've already mentioned. You do, like you mentioned, bring back Connor Christopher, who was a big part of your defense a season ago. Who are some guys on the defensive side that you have really seen step up and be ready to fill those shoes left by some of those productive seniors?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Connor and, you know, Drake Canavan's gonna be on. You know, it's the same guys as on offense. They're gonna step up and you know they're gonna have to go both ways for us on the other side of the football. You know, it'll be Leland Spencer will be over there as well. Trenton Robinson will be over there. Arturo Reyna Salazar will be over there. It's gonna be the same guys. They're just gonna be, you know, put on different hats and switch to the other side of the ball, and then they gotta go.
And taking a look at your district here, Class 1A, District 2 is the district the Eagles are in. Sioux Central, Manson, Northwest Webster, East Sac County, Emmitsburg, Pocahontas area. You know, quite a few teams that were, you know, not far from where your ball club was a year ago, around 500 playoff appearance and what have you. But there's been a lot of turnover on those teams as well. When you look at the district and your non-district schedule, you guys open with CGD and then you're at Southeast Valley and at Forest City. You know, does it feel like there's some opportunity there for your squad to really get some early growth before you get into the district?
Yeah, I really do like our schedule, and you know, and just talking with some of those coaches and stuff too, it's we're all just kind of in the same boat. You know, you don't have a lot of numbers and we're young, and so that's it's kind of nice this year knowing that we're going into that. And I think we're all thinking that we're young and that we're gonna, you know, see lots of improvements. And you know, there'll be a lot of mistakes made and a lot of learning done from them, and then we'll see how far we can take it. But I'm, you know, really, really excited for our non-district schedule to get us going, and then we'll, you know, go into a, you know, a district with very similar teams as us.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before the season gets underway.
Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Logan Weller, the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, wrapping up our Coach Speak program tonight. We'll take you back to regular programming here on 95.7 FM.